Hello, and welcome back to this episode of Midday Bach. I'm your host, Ethan Semendinger, and today it is March 11th, and it is approximately 3 p.m. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. And like I said, this is Midday Bach. Today's show will start off with Johann Sebastian Bach's Suite No. 5 in C minor for the violoncello. Following that, we will move into his 15 inventions. Today's number will be 8 in F major. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thus concludes today's look through Bach's Suite No. 5 in C minor for the violoncello. Now we'll be playing Bach's 15 Inventions No. 8 in F major. So on Midday Bach, as we like to do every week, we like to list a... going through Bach's 15 inventions, we like to talk about each day we're on the broadcast a invention from that day in history. Today we don't have any, funny enough, but we do have a notable invention trivia or factoid. On this day in history, in the year 1791, a man by the name of Samuel Mulliken became the first person to receive more than one patent from the U.S. Patent Office. Following this, because it is March 11th, I figured it would be fun to listen to a couple different marches, and during the which, finding these marches, I came across these works called The Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. Now, what's interesting about these pieces is it's a wide variety spread apart into about 14 different movements, you could say. But very, very quick, some of them as short as 42 seconds, the longest pieces, 3 minutes and 30 seconds total runtime. So I figured it'd be fun, and it'll be a very interesting movement through a whole bunch of different styles of the way classical music can be played. Also, as we are approaching the half hour of this broadcast, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and you are listening to Midday Bach. And starting our three marches before the Carnival of the Animals, we have the March from Cantata No. 207 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Enjoy. And that second piece was See the Conquering Hero Comes by George Frideric Handel. This final march will be the Turkish March from the Ruins of Athens by Ludwig van Beethoven. And now we will move into Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. Now, a lot of these pieces have very, very interesting names. The first is called Introduction and Royal March of the Lion. Of note, some fun ones are the eighth piece, People with Long Ears. Number nine, Cuckoo in the Heart of the Woods. And number three, Wild Donkeys. Except pardoning the word donkeys for a much more inappropriate term for that animal. Once again, this is Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, number 1 through 14. Enjoy. And that was Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. What's interesting about these pieces are you wouldn't imagine a lot of very notable songs, especially with the Swan and Aquarium. Songs you definitely know you've heard, but would have never known they came in such a fun and interesting composition, if you will. This has been played a variety of times, as I'm sure people have heard a lot of this music before. In 1976, the Warner Brothers used this in a broadcast of Bugs and Daffy's Carnival of the Animals. And then it was also used multiple times, including the Swan Song, or the finale, actually, was set to animation of a flamingo playing with a yo-yo by the Walt Disney Animation Studios in Fantasia 2000. Really goes to show you how this music really does never grows too old. Even though this was written back in the year 1886, it really does just sound like somebody wrote it yesterday. And with that, and this, it is my pleasure, as it has reached 4 o'clock, to seed this broadcast of Midday Bach. Once again, I am your host, Ethan Semendinger. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, it is March 11th, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM radio from Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.